You know, talking about the Yankees, the last thing I was really saying before we went to break was about Brett Gardner. I think people have the wrong idea about what went on or what is going on. And I think people are labeling Brett Gardner the wrong way. Kevin is in Oakland, New Jersey. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how are you? Two things. First, I know that you'll talk about the Devils when they're making a nice run into the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
In April. Hopefully Sal and the rest of the guys that jumped on the Rangers bandwagon and were talking like they knew their thing.
I was out 2 years ago. I was on paternity leave 2 years ago when the Rangers knocked the Devils out, or other way around, the Devils knocked the Rangers out.
Yeah, Devils knocked them out. The other thing is, listen, I'm a Mets fan, but I always liked Gardner. I always root for the underdog. But I think people call him the little bitch because of his antics when he would strike out or make a lousy at-bat or whatever it was. And he would go into the dugout and beat the crap out of the ceiling of the dugout. You know, hit it once, but you don't have to hit it 15 times.
But we loved that. We enjoyed that. We liked, as fans got into that.
Yeah, but you know what? Do it once or twice. All right, you know, he's pissed off. He's into it. When you do it, you know, 7-8 times, it kind of loses its luster.
Thanks for the call, Kevin. Let's go, Devils. The Devils are stacked. Cannot wait to go back to the Prudential Center and for some puck talk to come back to the Fan and then not to be all Rangers mixing a little Devils. I saw Sal Licata wrote on Twitter, we got to get some Devils and Nets stuff into the office. I posted a picture sitting in BT and Sal's office before the show. Now back to Brett Gardner. Okay, if you're saying he's being a whiny little B-word because of his antics on the field some 4 years ago, 5 years ago, that falls into what I was also saying about, I don't care what you thought about him as a player. The conversation around him now is not about him striking out, not about him not stealing bases, not about his low batting average that he retired with, which actually right now, it wouldn't be that bad in modern day baseball. I think he finished with like a 222 average. He fit right in with this crop of baseball players. But what I'm saying is the messaging got mixed up between Brett Gardner as the player and Brett Gardner as the retired player not returning. In the Daily News, Gary Phillips wrote the article and spoke a lot in that article with an anonymous source about how Gardner is back with his family and he's been traveling with his wife. And as soon as he got done playing, he committed to being there for his family. So we're criticizing a guy for being a dad. We're criticizing a guy for being a husband. We're criticizing a guy who is now 40, who the Yankees left his locker open. The Yankees left it very open-ended and then just never brought him back. And so he should feel some type of way about not getting the proper send-off, not ending his career. But he hasn't come out to say so much. We've kind of drawn conclusions of our own. But I hope Brett Gardner is good. I hope he is enjoying life. He is appreciated by a lot of Yankee fans. He's hated by a lot of Yankee fans. The greatest rivalry in sports is Yankee fans versus Yankee fans. We won't agree on anything ever. That's fine. But just know this. Brett Gardner's not crying or complaining. He's not even talking to anybody. Brett Gardner's not being a whiny little B-word about, you know, the way that he was let go by the Yankees. Brett Gardner played hard. He was a good clubhouse guy. He was a leader. And obviously the captain of the New York Yankees who flexes during the roll call at Yankee Stadium to honor Brett Gardner as he used to flex, obviously he's a person that Aaron Judge wants to keep alive with Yankee fans. And I'm a Gardner fan. I'm going to make sure that if I have the microphone on, we're not going to come in and misrepresent Brett Gardner and who he was, who he is, and what has gone on now. 888-808-1019. I hope Gardy is enjoying life, and I can appreciate a guy that doesn't need to be in the limelight, doesn't need to come to Yankee Stadium and be on the field, in pictures, rubbing shoulders, saying, remember when he played, he did what he has to do, now he's doing what he has to do for his family. 888-808-1019. We'll get back to the Twitch conversation in about 10, 15 minutes. You guys are really going in on Twitch. I appreciate it. There's a good amount of new people on twitch.tv/WFAN. Some callers that are checking in on there. I see you guys. We'll get back to you, but we've got a full rack of calls. Let's go to KC. Well, let's go to Bradley Beach, New Jersey, and talk to KC on the Fan. What's up, KC?
Hey, Keith, what's up, buddy? I'm part of your fan club down here. You got a bunch of guys. We all go to Monmouth Park. We love you, buddy.
That's crazy, man. I would love to run into you guys. It's been busy for me this summer. I didn't do the day that I did last year at Monmouth Park, but I grew up going to Monmouth Park, and it's crazy to hear that you guys listen to me and get together. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great to hear you during the day, too. Hey, real quick, I wanted to call. I know what you. I usually agree with you on 99.9% of sports of sports. But the one thing I got to take a little bit of a difference with you on this one. Bobby Witt Jr. In my opinion, this guy is going to be a generational shortstop.
Oh, he already
this
is.
This year,
that's why they paid him. He's incredible. That's why they paid him that contract before this year. Go on.
But what I was going to say is this year I've always been. And they'll never do it. They'll never do it. But I've always thought that just in baseball is very unique, that it's the only sport maybe where they could have like a player of the year and an MVP.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's so hard to decipher sometimes. And this year, like Judge is clear and far, I think he's the MVP. You know, take him off the Yankees and it's a different team. But also Witt Jr., this would be a year where probably Judge, I could see being the player of the year, and Witt Jr. the MVP, only because, the guy's got, all right, if you want to go head-to-head with him, obviously Judge has all the power numbers, but Witt's got the average, the hits, the doubles, the triples.
For now, he has the average. For now, he has the average. 347 average, Judge is at 333. Like, there could be a down week for Bobby Witt Jr. and a good week for Judge, where we're looking at Judge as the Triple Crown winner. Bobby Witt Jr. can't win the Triple Crown this year.
No, I got you. But if you take, look at the Royals, right? If they stop playing today, this team lost 106 games last year. If they stop playing today, they would still be 18 more wins than they had last year. Now, even if they go 500 for the rest of the season, they're going to have a 33-game improvement. That's insane. I mean, this guy is so valuable to the team. It's crazy.
Yeah. When we talk about Lindor's value to his team, you can definitely say that about Bobby Witt Jr. And that's why I was saying if Bobby Witt Jr. is in the conversation, we can have a similar conversation about a shortstop that plays here in New York. KC, you're the man. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the energy from Monmouth County, Monmouth Park. Love you guys for real. That's crazy to think about, some grown men getting together and rooting for one of their own. So I got to get back to Monmouth Park before they shut things down this summer. Anyway, with Bobby Witt Jr., I get it. His WAR is 8.8. He's not catching Judge in home runs. No one is. There are other numbers and metrics where you look at Bobby Witt Jr. and you say, this kid's incredible. He's 24 years old. He's not going anywhere. I love his game. He can hit for power. He can run. He can steal bases. He does it with his glove. He's incredible. But he plays for the Kansas City Royals, bro. Like, what are we talking about? He plays for the Kansas City Royals compared to Aaron Judge, which, okay, what did the New York Yankees look like last year without Aaron Judge? When we talk about most valuable players, when Aaron Judge ran into that wall in Dodger Stadium, I came back from my paternity leave, and everybody was hyped up about the Yankees because they beat the Dodgers, and I was down about it. Why was I down about it? Because I said, losing Aaron Judge for the New York Yankees is like losing your starting quarterback in the NFL. You have no offense now. Like, he's that important to your offense. Without your starting quarterback in the NFL, like we just saw in this NFL, with all the backups that played last year, from Easton Stick to Tommy DeVito to Timmy Boyle, and, I mean, go down the list. I can't remember some of these guys that got in there. Dorian Thompson Robinson. Not to throw guys under the bus. They're all good players. PJ Walker. Anyway. Aaron Judge being most valuable, like the Yankees are about to get to 82 wins in a week. Like, the Yankees have 78 wins now. I saw a stat from River Ave Blues. With 30 games still to play, the Yankees have scored more runs already than they have last season. So that is the value right there. There's no argument with Judge versus Bobby Witt Jr. There's really no argument with Ohtani versus Lindor, but for people to say he doesn't belong in the conversation is crazy. If you're having the conversation with Bobby Witt Jr., you can have the conversation with Francisco Lindor. Let's have the conversation with Thomas in Farmingdale. What's up, Thomas? You're on the Fan.
Yeah. How you doing today? I want to talk about Judge and how great he's doing. You see a lot of power hitters over my years. I'm 63, so I've been around a long time. I've seen guys at 280 and 270. And to me, what Judge is doing with the home runs is astonishing. But his batting average with this power is unbelievable. Don't you agree with his fielding? Yeah, he's very humble, never brags about anything. Sure. I love that about him. He's a team leader, and his game is getting better.
He's up there in walks.
I've seen a lot of
him, him and Juan Soto leading the league in walks. He's more of a complete hitter this year than he was in 2022. This guy has gone through everything. The way that he carries himself, I don't think we give him enough props and kudos for that. Yeah. We just had a little league coach trying to tear him down. This guy is the captain of the New York Yankees doing all of this. There's a ton of pressure on his shoulders, and he acts like it's nothing.
Right, like he did when the Baltimore guy got hit in the head, and they're trying to press him on missing.
Because who's going to fight Judge on the field? That. Who's coming out there to swing at Aaron Judge or trying to tackle Aaron Judge?
Right. No one. Exactly. His fielding's incredible, the plays he makes. He's in the category of DiMaggio and Ruth easily because of his average, the fielding, the way
his attitude,
he's humble,
you know,
the way he carries. Yeah,
we forget earlier in the season when Marcus Stroman, you know, chirped at his own teammate and kind of showed up Gleyber Torres for not throwing the ball hard enough. And Judge clearly, you know, took him to the side and was like, listen, we don't do that here. Like, that's not it. We're going to need Gleyber Torres. Look at Gleyber now. Look at Stroman now. He is the face of the franchise, the face of baseball. There's nothing else more that you can say about the guy. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. It's just a big difference between Bobby Witt Jr. in year two and Judge in year seven. They're not in the same stratosphere. They're in the same conversation. And I think because people just love to glaze Gunnar Henderson and Bobby Witt Jr., like that's what early in the season it was Gunnar Henderson and Aaron Judge. Gunnar Henderson falls a little bit. Now it's Bobby Witt Jr. and Aaron Judge. Okay. Andy's in South Jersey. We're continuing the conversation about the MVPs potentially on the fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing today?
Good. Thanks for calling the show.
So a couple things. One, I'm a Gardner guy. I was there on Saturday. It would have been nice for him. And the other guys who weren't there from the 09 team.
Mark Teixeira. How come nobody's saying Mark Teixeira is being a whiny little bee?
Jabba, Teixeira, Melky, and Cano.
The milkman. Yeah, well, you know, Cano is playing in Mexico somewhere, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I tell you, you mentioned about the roll call. I was in 07, I went to a Yankee series in Cleveland, and we were sitting in right field. There were enough Yankee fans to do a big-time roll call. It was Melky's birthday when we were there. We had a great time.
Awesome.
But MVP conversation. Before Lindor, I would give consideration to Ketel Marte beforehand. But that's just, I know you don't hear about him because he's on the West Coast.
No, he's nice. I just mentioned him. He's hurt. That's a big loss for them.
Last week. But his numbers are even better than Lindor's overall for the season. But MVP, Bobby Witt Jr. is going to get votes because, and I don't want to sound like a whiny Yankee fan but there is an anti-Yankee bias when it comes to these kind of awards.
Well, that's facts.
2006, Jeter should have been MVP, not Justin Morneau. 2009, Jeter should have been MVP, not Joe Mauer. 2003, Hideki Matsui should have been Rookie of the Year, and they gave it to Angel Barroa in Kansas City.
Yeah, keep going. I've done this before on the fan.
Andy
Gary Sanchez. They gave it to Michael Fulmer from the Detroit Tigers, Rookie of the Year. I just mentioned Miguel Andujar with Shohei Ohtani. Andujar,
exactly.
Andujar was hitting doubles left and right, like carrying the team that year. Ohtani played
exactly.
too much. Aaron Boone should have been Manager of the Year in 2019.
Yeah. Andy Pettit should have been Cy Young the year they gave it to Pat Henkin in Toronto. I mean, I'm going back a little bit further, but there is an anti-Yankee bias. You need to have a year like A-Rod had in 07 to get it clear cut. That's what Judge did 2 years ago, but there was nobody else biting at his tail that year. This year, Witt's having a great year. The voters are going to look for a reason to not vote for Judge. And I guarantee you he will not be a unanimous MVP. And the numbers that he's throwing up there, he absolutely should be unanimous. You know, what's going to get all the second
that's
place
That's another
votes?
Thing. Like, Jeter's not unanimous in the Hall of Fame. Thanks, Andy. Just Mariano, it's laughable how the baseball writers of America and baseball fans always like to look at the Yankees with a slanted view when they have the hardest course. Their own fans hate them. We have Yankee fans saying they're not impressed with Aaron Judge's home runs this year, that they don't care about how many home runs he hits this year. What are you talking about? Home runs are runs for the team. You're literally living through the Aaron Judge era. You don't care? What are you talking about, bro? I could understand that if you're a Boston fan or a writer from Boston. Sure, they're going to vote for Bobby Witt Jr., but that doesn't make any sense. What Judge is doing is out of this world. It's just completely different. There really isn't any conversation for who should be the MVP. But we're having the conversations because that's what we do on Sports Talk Radio, WFAN, The Fan, in New York.